turns a day. First round madness, players hit the ground. Icon clash, bull with the crown. Morbid and persona, let the dice roll. Who's got the skill? Who's got the soul? Morbid sorcery, tight with every spell. Reload persona, raising hell. Turn for turn, a tactical brawl. Pixelated fury, screeching calls.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's RP Jimmy here, and as you can see in the pinned message, you have the voting place to be. We're going to have Bill on here in just a minute or so, actually a couple minutes. Let's talk about this RPG tournament for those that tuned into the stream on Saturday. You will know that Yakuza 0 defeated Persona 5 Royal to become the first game to move on to the second round. And as you just heard, the rap song for today's battle, Morbid Lords of Ire versus Persona 3 Reload. We will be on for about an hour and a half-ish, so that's the time you have to vote. We'll be talking about WrestleQuest, we'll be playing WrestleQuest, actually. And talking about WWE Crown Jewel, and we'll see how that goes. So give me a second, and I'm going to be giving Bill a call here on the line, and we'll begin this. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. I actually should have had this prepared, but that's okay because we're just chilling right now. Hey, can you hear me? Yep, but the people can't hear you, but now they should be able to. Go ahead, Bill. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm just getting ready for... We got a busy month here, starting with this today.
Yes, we have three wrestling shows for no good reason at all. Three good wrestling shows, but God, I hope at least one of them's good. So, can you see my screen right now?
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, Bill is here. It is another WrestleQuest. It is WWE Crown Jewel. Hi, Roar. Roar's already in the chat.
Hi, Roar.
Out. Bill, you're going to tell me a little bit about... Well, you know what? Before we do anything, I know you don't know any of the two participants, but there's a pinned section. Do you think you can give that a vote?
Yeah, I think I will. I'm going to do a little bit of the sissy vote here, and that is which sounds better.
Okay. Once again, it is Morbid Lords of Ire versus Persona 3 Reload. Roar, if you can also put your vote in, that would be great as well.
They both sound good.
And you know, it's funny because... I realize, and I didn't mean for this to happen, this tournament's going to be happening all November long. And you know what this November's associated with?
Oh, boy.
The election year. So there's lots of voting in November.
Yep. This may be the one vote that I care about the most.
And by the way, we're going to have a lot of voting in general for wrestling stuff, too. Because we're going to talk about all these matches. I'm going to lower the volume on the game a little bit here.
Yeah, we got more than five this time. How about that?
Because, of course, this is the time that I needed to be five matches. It was more than five tonight. I was like, okay, you know what? We could get away with a shorter show because it's only going to be five matches. Great. Wonderful. Nope. Wrong.
Actually, I was kind of curious.
Yes, Phil.
If you had heard the two big wrestling news stories of the day today.
Possibly, but let's get to that a little bit later.
Yeah, okay, I was just curious if you had.
It depends which ones you're talking about. And Roar, how is your evening going? So I figured out what I'm supposed to do next, because I was a little lost. But anyway, what do you think about this show? I am not that interested, but I did watch Roar, and it was okay. I didn't hate it.
It's just another Saudi show. That's kind of how I feel about it, unfortunately. Like, it lost its luster a long time ago. It just doesn't feel like I'm sure to the people of Saudi Arabia, it's special to them, which I get. But I think to everybody else, it's like, it's another show.
Yeah, I mean, but of course there has to be another title. Another title created.
Yep. But I think this one, and we'll get into it a little later, I think this one is just it's only going to be here in Saudi Arabia. It's not going to matter anywhere else.
So. All right, Bill, so here we go. Who's Tough Guy Yandy? Did we meet these people before?
I don't think we did.
All right, so I'll be Tough Guy Andy, I guess. So you'll be the other guy, because...
Okay.
There we go. Okay, I'll be Andy. So, Oi! What do you think you are barging in here?
Oh, hold on. Oh, we're sorry. We thought this place was abandoned.
Abandoned? This is our home, isn't it?
Home? I hear the ambulance in the background, so let me wait for that. All right. We're what? We're cone punks. We live outside of society and all of its laws. You can't trust people, but you can trust ice cream.
We just want to get to the top of the cliff. We have an appointment in Chokeslam City.
Right, that's where we're going, by the way, to Chokeslam City. I forgot to tell you.
Well, it sounds like a lovely town.
Oh, no, I said oi by accident. Oh, did you hear that, lads? The Lord and his moose have a fancy meeting in the big city. Fat chance of that happening. Get him.
Already into a match.
Well, this is good, though, because now that we can get to the first match of Crown Jewel.
Yeah, we can. So the way I'm going to probably do it is I'm probably going to attempt to go from like what I feel is the least important to most important.
Okay.
So I will start with our first poll here.
And don't forget to write in the chat as well.
Yep.
And in about an hour, we're going to have a check-in with the poll to see who's currently winning, who it looks like is going to move into the second round. I have not played this in a long time. I forgot to check what's good and what's not. Try this. Wow, that was an amazing move. Look, he died from one hit.
Wow.
First match is IP?
Oh, it's up.
Oh, you said IP. I got confused.
I meant to say up.
No, but write the match in the chat.
Oh. Sorry.
And also let me know what it is in vocally, too, please.
Okay, so the match Our first match.
Playing a game, Bill.
Well, it's
Are we back? Yeah, no, I know. I saw it go out, and I was like, oh, here we go. I had an 8-hour stream Saturday, and yet that thing happened there 20 minutes back. Oh my god, even my message didn't send either. 20 minutes of this, guess what? Nope, your internet does not want to work. And I lost Bill, so I gotta go get him back now, too. If it happens again, I will try to restart my internet. Or my online, whatever. Alright, let me get Bill back real quick. Hold on, I'm calling Bill now. Alright, let me... you are now being heard on there. I did mention how... If this happens again, in the next couple of minutes, I will restart my online connection. So I'm hoping that it doesn't, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, so see if the poll is still there, because I don't know if that resets the connection.
Last I saw, the poll was still there.
So. Yeah, it should be. I think.
Yeah, you have a little bit of time.
All right, cool. All right,
so the match is... Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill, the champs, defending against Damage Control, along with Metaphor and Chelsea Green and Piper Niven.
You can't say that anymore.
Yay, thank God.
I didn't even think they had that many women teams.
Well, the thing with Metaphor is they just got called up.
Yeah, well, I never even heard of Metaphor until just now.
I kind of wish I was like you. Like, one of them is good. The other, I just don't see the potential. But again, that's me. So.
I don't know. Who do you think?
I think I'm going with the champs on this one. I think the champs are going to keep their belts.
I'll agree with you. I mean, actually, you know what? Let me look at that poll. The
poll has just ended.
Oh, well. I guess I won't look at the poll then.
Well, I could tell you that it ended in a tie between Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill and Damage Control.
Okay. Sorry, everyone. Which, I'm a little thrown off because of all the audio stuff.
Yeah.
And there's
Which
also...
Which is not a bad choice.
And there's also something else wrong with the screen. It won't affect people watching, but it affects me. And I'm sure Bill could probably see it on my end. Let me see.
Yeah, I do.
It. So why don't you talk about the next match then? Oh, wait, here we go. I fixed it.
Oh, yeah, he fixed it. Okay. Yeah, let me get our next match set up. Let me do this.
Oh, that time it wasn't an instant knockout.
Oh, okay. Next match is the triple threat match. For the United States title, the champion, LA Knight, defending against Andrade and Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, this seems like a big... And I watched Raw. Like, I don't even think I remember them saying this match.
I don't know. It's possible that it hasn't, like, been announced on TV yet, but who knows. So, basically the story to this is Carmelo and Andrade had an unofficial best of seven. Like, it was never called a best of seven until like the seventh match.
Okay.
Which is stupid.
That's pretty dumb.
I guess they were just like, oh, they fought each other six times. We'll have to call this a best of seven. So LA Knight was the guest referee for their last match. Ended in a no contest. And they're like, you know what, LA Knight, you're going to defend that belt against both guys.
Okay. Who do you got in this? I mean, I gotta be honest with you, I have no real discussion for either of these two matches. I don't remember seeing much about either of these two on Raw.
You know, I feel like they haven't done anything since LA Knight won the U.S. title, which is a shame because he's one of those who's really good as a chaser. I think we've had this discussion in the past.
Yeah.
Of other people in the past. He's a good chaser, but then when he gets something, he's not, you know, I mean, he's still good, but he's not as good. I think Carmelo Hayes is going to win this match.
I hear a lot about Carmelo Hayes, so I might be inclined to agree with you on that one. In fact, look, this time I'll actually vote. I'll actually remember this one. Hold on.
All right.
Wait, where is your... Huh? Wasn't being shown. No, you know what? I think I was still on the, Oh, but you know what did you know what I am realizing? That
what?
My pinned thing for the poll for Morbid is gone. That's a good thing I looked. Alright. So I gotta do that real quick. Alright.
Alright.
You know what? I actually may have to hang up with you because I might have to log into my email to get that. So I'm gonna hang up with you real quick.
Alright.
Boy, this is not going the route that I wanted to go for this stream. But, you know, I guess I was graced with a good stream on Saturday. I mean, that was a eight-hour stream that nothing really went wrong in, to be honest with you, as far as tech-wise. Bear with me, folks. Oh, you can see both? Oh, you know what? I'll re-put it up there, though. Let me see. Wow, Bill. Wow. Okay, so wait. So if I vote... Let me see something. Oops. Oh, no. Okay, so let me vote Carmelo Hayes. Of course, something went wrong. Wonderful. What a shocker. I don't see it, Roar. View all. Oh, there it is. Okay, now I see it. All right, let me pull Bill back.
Hello again.
Hi again. Okay, so yeah, let me just share screens. Now I hear a cell phone in the background.
Everybody's calling.
I can't deal. I can't even figure out how to share screens because I'm so flustered right now. All right, we're back. I mean, technically, I never left.
Right.
Alright, so yeah, I don't care about this match either. I don't think... Let me ask you this. Is it because... And I just thought of this. Is it because possibly the US title... Or is this the IC? I don't remember. Which one is
US
this?
US title.
Yeah. Is it because it's on SmackDown?
Yeah.
That's why. Because I only watched Raw. SmackDown hasn't happened yet.
Right, and the SmackDown that's going to air this week is already taped.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Well, they had to get everybody over to Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's true.
So let's take a look at our poll results. The majority of us went with Carmelo Hayes.
Right. Well, go Carmelo Hayes?
Go Carmelo.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, if I saw Carmelo Hayes on the street, I wouldn't know it was him.
So. Right. Understand.
I don't know why these guys get multiple at look at this. They get like 4 hits. It's uncalled for. Oh my god, look how big Stag is right now.
Come on, Stag.
Right, hopefully I have a healing item here. Super tape. I don't know, like, what do you think of this card so far?
Not really impressed. Not really, like, thrilled about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of how I'm looking at it.
Again, this is 1 out of 3 wrestling events we're going to cover in the next month.
Yeah, hopefully the other two are better.
Right, let me fix my screen here while you talk about the next match, please.
All right, let me find our next match.
This guy better get away from me. I don't want to fight because clearly I'm very weak. Yes. No! I didn't see that guy up there.
Uh-oh. I hope you saved it at some point.
Why?
Well, I'm just saying. You know.
Don't scare me like that. Oh, here we go with these guys again. All right, here we go again.
They fooled you. All right, so our next match is Seth Rollins versus Bronson Reed.
What are your thoughts?
This is maybe the best built match of the show. Maybe. Because there's actual purpose and story to this match. Because Reed took Rollins out after SummerSlam, and then Rollins came back and cost Reed a match, and all they've been wanting to do since then is fight each other.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of the build. Whatever. I mean, I just... What was the last WWE show that we covered?
Was it Bad Blood or... No, we didn't do Bad Blood.
No.
I think it was... What was the one in... Oh, Bash in Berlin. That was...
No, I don't think we did Bash in Berlin.
All right, then it was SummerSlam.
Okay, so I have not watched any WWE since the Raw before SummerSlam. And I have to say, I forgot how annoying Seth Rollins was until watching this episode. He's so terrible.
It's Monday Night Raw.
Gross. That being said, I don't think he's going to win this one.
I don't either, actually. I think Bronson Reed's going to get this one. It would be a nice, you know, change of pace with everything going on in the WWE world.
I hate this attack where they can hit me like... 5 times. Let me vote in this poll before I forget. Hold on.
Yeah.
Boy, Bill, we're really flying through this card. I didn't think it would go this quick, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, we have a 5-minute time limit for each poll. So.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, this... And I'm kind of glad of the news day that we got today, because the news may take up more time than the actual show.
Maybe.
It's very possible.
I got a heal stag.
The heal stag and get a keg for, you know, the stag.
Hi Aaron, how are you doing? Hope you're doing well and having a great evening. Thanks for stopping by. So yeah, I understand they're pushing Bronson Reed as a monster fun and all that, but I just don't care as much about him as I think others do. I'm doing okay. Aaron, we have a new poll up on for the first round match of the tournament for Morbid Lords of Ire versus Persona 3 Reloaded, so if you can, please vote in that. That will be open for about another hour or so. So, Bill, how's life?
You know, life's been busy. Life's been good. Work's been very busy. We actually had a little bit of a tragedy recently in the family.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Two of our chickens were taken away.
Why?
Well, you know, like a fox or a raccoon.
Oh, I thought you meant like the government seized your chickens.
Oh, no.
I forgot that you had chickens now.
Yeah, we got chickens. But,
how are those eggs, Bill?
The eggs are still good. They haven't been affected by it.
Question to the chat. Have you ever had a pet chicken?
Or do you know anyone with a pet chicken? Now, I did send you, last night, as a matter of fact, a video of my nephew's marching band performance that I've told you about on the last couple of live streams.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to watch it?
I did not. I've been so stressed about this tournament and all these other things going on.
Well, whenever you get a chance, whenever you have like 7 minutes, because that's how long the video is.
And this was all done by you?
No. Like, this was done by one of the band directors who I think has another friend who recorded as well. So, and he put it up in the marching band's Facebook account. So, if you guys are a Stranger Things fan, or if you're a fan of marching bands and would like to watch it, let me know. I'll send you the link.
Did you have fun? Oh, Bill, are you dressing up to this week for Halloween?
Nah, I am not. I don't have a costume.
By the way, I might need a walkthrough because this seems like it's going to be a maze and a puzzle. But I'm not sure yet.
Down.
I know, I see him. Aaron is a major fan of Stranger Things.
All right, then you know
he's
what,
he's been
Aaron,
waiting for years for this final season. Literally.
I tell you what, Aaron. If you... We can send messages on Twitch, right?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, whispers. That's what they're called.
Okay, whispers. Yeah. If you follow me, Aaron, after we're done, I will send you the link to the video.
I am not dressing up. No, I don't dress up at all. But I like calling other people out who don't dress up, apparently.
God, I don't remember the last time I dressed up for Halloween. It's been years.
Let me save, like you said before I forget.
Yeah. I know...
Oh, that's the wrong way. God damn it.
I know my youngest nephew is dressing up as Dobby from Harry Potter.
Okay.
I don't know what the others are dressing up as.
By the way, you got a winner of that poll?
Yeah. Bronson Reed.
All right.
All the votes went to Bronson Reed, so that means Seth will win on Saturday.
That would be pretty funny if it's like, you know what? Every time it's a majority in RP Jimmy's chat, that's the other person's going to win.
Right. Because we've had, like, I think the first one was a tie. This, I don't know. Well, let's get the next match up.
By the way, who is everyone's favorite character in Strange Worlds? I think I might have to leave this place and not level up, but we might to explore the city, because I think I'm under level for this, because I'm getting rocked on every battle that I'm doing. Besides, maybe we'll see some cameos from wrestlers.
Maybe. Okay, so our next match is Randy Orton. Well, I'm really rolling those R's.
Ooh, look at you.
Randy Orton.
I can't roll an R at all.
Kevin Owens.
You say, can you roll that R again?
Randy. Randy Orton.
Who's the wrestler that... There's a wrestler, and I don't know if it's WWE, AEW, or an indie, or I don't know where I'm getting from. There's one that the announcer rolls the R a lot, and I can't think of who it is.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Wasn't it Ricardo Rodriguez?
Maybe.
Yeah, when he did Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, I can't roll my tongue, but yeah,
no,
I guess...
I'm trying to remember.
I almost feel for some reason Justin Roberts does it for someone.
Yeah, he does, for Ray Phoenix.
No, that's not who I'm thinking of, though.
Ray Phoenix. Okay, so with this match...
More likes Eddie, by the way.
Oh, I know. We still miss him.
Rip.
So with this match, Orton, Owens is upset at Cody because he is teamed up with Roman Reigns, and Orton's like, you don't need to be upset, blah blah blah. So Owens beat up Cody after the pay-per-view.
I saw something like, oh, look, it's found footage. Not found footage, fan footage.
And then, like, the following week, Owens beat up Orton, and that's how we have this match. And you know what, though? I will say, Owens has a pretty good excuse, actually, on this one. Whoop. Forgot to mute that. The video, I mean. I had the volume of the video up, so that's why. But no. Oh, I really get Kevin Owens on this one, actually. So
hold on, wait. Aaron has a bunch. Aaron's favorite characters are Nancy, Eddie, Eleven, Maggie, and Vecna.
Okay.
I don't remember Maggie for some. Who's Maggie again?
Oh, that's Homer and Marge's baby.
I'll do a split Hagen.
Okay.
You guys think it's just cool to just waltz in here and attack my crew? You know what, Aaron? Yeah, you're right. Bill deserves these skulls that you're giving him.
What?
For that.
What? Your crew attacked us?
You were trespassing. What are you doing here anyways?
We're just trying to pass through. We have a meeting.
Oh, hell yeah. We're pro wrestlers. I see. Oh, I should give him like a sullen. I see. Just another couple lungs with a plastic for brains. Going where they tell you to go, slamming who they tell you to slam. It's almost like it's scripted.
Did you hear Stone Cold? I want to fight him again.
Well, goddamn, son, all you gotta do is step in the ring with me.
You couldn't deal with Brink Logan. what would you know about that? Are you like Bill Goldberg smart?
I know. You're the same as every other stuff shirt. Get out and don't come back. Don't come back, y'all.
I actually like desserts. Cupcakes are very good.
I found no treasure in Split City, by the way. That's alright, we'll come back here another time. We gotta get to Tombstone... No, what was it? Chokeslam something.
Yeah, the Chokeslam City or whatever.
Oh yeah, I gotta bone the pulse though. Unless it's closed, already. No, okay, I got it. Nope, it's closed already. Boom!
It just ended.
But you know what, if you haven't yet, please vote in the RPG tournament poll, Morbid versus Persona 3.
Alright, so with Randy Orton and Kevin Owens, it went to a tie.
So... I would have voted for Randy Orton, by the way.
Okay. So then I guess we'll say Randy won.
Yes.
I guess.
No!
Oh, no! There was an error!
But where did I... Well, again, this stream is riddled with technical issues.
Good thing you saved when you did.
But when did I save?
Like 2 minutes ago?
All right, good.
Didn't you?
I don't know. About to find out.
Mega Cat Studios.
Where our games crash randomly.
We're not just big cats. We're mega cats.
I don't know if it... I think it's... Did he do this last stream at all, or was it pretty good?
No.
I don't think it did.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Alright, let's see where we wound up here. By the way, thank you everyone for joining me. Anyone that's lurking as well, much appreciated. While I deal with all my technical issues... I will take this time to mention that more than likely the next... Well, I know for sure the next stream is going to be on Friday. Mm-hmm. Myself and Bill are doing Now That's What I Call Podcasting 41 at 6:45 p.m. Oh, thank God, it's right here.
Yep.
It's 6:45 p.m. However, in addition to that, after the show, like, I'm going to take like a half hour break. I'm probably going to stream a little bit more. So that's also going to be the next tournament match as well.
So I guess while we have a quick moment here, I want to give an update to Jim, because
that I'm undecided about, to be honest. I can tell you right now, it's not going to be the devil in me. I'm not done with it. Let me make that clear. I am not done with the devil in me. But I do want to not do a horror game, because my God, I've done a horror-leg game every weekend since the beginning of September, and I'm kind of horrored out, so I need, like, at least 2 weeks before I dive back into that.
So, on my last stream, which was about 2 weeks ago, actually, I believe,
yeah, let's go visit Rocky Johnson.
All right, let's visit the Soul Man.
No, not Wheel of Fortune, no.
Yes.
No, we just did Wheel of Fortune. Because I got bored of... Not bored, I was like, I'm not finishing The Devil in Me on Saturday. Like, hey, well, let's do Wheel of Fortune. And we did Wheel of Fortune. No, it'll probably be something that I didn't finish. It's going to be... Like, either Mass Effect 2, Lost in Mass Effect, or probably Zenless Zone Zero. Or a Let's Try. Because technically it's a new month, so I need to do a new Let's Try. What that Let's Try is going to be, I don't know. Here, why don't you be Crunch Kavanaugh?
Help! Somebody stop that punk! He has my kid!
What? Also, is this a joke because of Flex Kavanaugh?
Maybe. Don't let him get away!
Oh, not again.
Yep.
Again?
Oh, no, there we go. Okay, wait a minute. You're back now.
Okay.
All right.
It's the chat there, though. Let me look. Chat, checking in. Welcome back. Yep, great. Welcome okay. Back. All right, well, I because it came right back, I'm not going to restart the internet, but if it happens for an extended time, then I am.
Yeah.
Alright, go ahead. A little weak crunch cabana.
Thanks for hanging in there. Boy.
Thanks for hanging in there, everyone. I appreciate it, by the way. Alright, where's my boy? Right, okay. Oi!
I may have hit him too hard. Whoa. Where'd you learn to suplex like that? Are you kidding? You've never heard of the Cavana Wrestling family? That's you? You're Crunch Cavana? The Cavanas have members in every promotion across the toy room.
We have not heard of the Cavanas since we've played this damn game, unless you're remembering something that I have not.
Nope. Better believe it. My son, Tense, was all set to be the next big name in our family until this gang, the Smarks, made off with him and started these ransom notes. I've been paying, but they haven't given him back.
Bill, why would you name your kid Tense?
Well, because my wife wouldn't let me put in first. I came here to my wrestling hero statue for guidance when one of those punks shows up with another note. It was more than I could bear.
If I find out that Tense is... it can't be his middle name because that's his first name. Never mind. I was going to say, if it winds up being In is his middle name and his last name's Tense, I'm going to lose my shit.
I've got to go. I have to make a payment to them in the park in Chokeslam City before they do something drastic. Brink, you couldn't have helped, Brink?
It's not.
All right.
Brink's so bad anyway. Now, remember? Or I think they're leaning towards him being bad.
They're leading, yeah.
Rocky Johnson used to put the hurt on his opponents with the Boston Crab, or his signature, the Stupendous Johnson Shuffle. Is that true?
The Johnson Shuffle is like the alley shuffle, where he's like moving his feet a lot and then punches. So.
How come I can't read the thing? Like, every statue I was able to read a thing, but now this one I'm not? Let me go this way.
Maybe Rocky Johnson's son has something to do with it.
Yeah.
You smell what he's cooking.
Yeah. Whoa, you can't have my dad be recognized in WrestleQuest. It's like the only thing I know that The Rock does anymore. Whoa.
Alright, so anyway, I'm going to try to get through it this time here.
And what can I say except you're welcome. Did you know that Johnson boxed before he was a wrestler? What a tough guy. Oh, that's the Johnson Shuffle. Okay.
Yep, that is legit. So on my last live stream, Jim and my nephews combined their powers to try
powers?
To get me to Oh yeah, it was your powers.
Okay.
To get me to do one of the Paw Patrol video games. So I said, if I got to 10 followers by my next live stream, then I would do, in December, a Paw Patrol video game. So, let me check where I'm at right now.
By the way, did you put that clip that I made for you in Featured or no? No.
No. I have been... Okay, I am at 9 followers. I am 1 follower away.
Oh my god.
From this becoming a reality.
Captain Lou Albano is the best. His style, showmanship, and efforts to promote wrestling in other industries really kicked off the pro wrestling boom. You know what, Bill? Maybe you'll meet that person in this stream today.
Maybe.
That makes it number 10.
And if that happens, my nephews will be very happy.
Maybe it'll be Virtue Bro. Hi, Virtue. How are you doing?
Hopefully
you're
doing well.
Please vote in the poll for Morbid versus Persona 3 Reload. It would be much appreciated. Bill, why don't you get to the next match? Because we haven't talked about the wrestling show in a while.
Well, we've had a few things here and there.
Well, we had more important things, like apparently you promoting Paw Patrol.
Hey, it could happen.
The shop and hospital are this way, in the east section of the city. Oh, can I read the Captain Lou?
Yeah.
Look! Look! Why is Rocky Johnson the only one that you can't read? Alright, so I'll do this voice. With rubber bands hanging from his cheek and vile declarations spewing from his mouth, Captain Lou Albano was one-of-a-kind presence in and out of the ring. His heel mannerisms and boisterous appearance marked him as the type of wrestler or manager that could provoke and infuriate other wrestlers and even the crowd. Albano's showmanship took him beyond the arena, and he helped bridge the gap between wrestling and other forms of entertainment, including music and cartoons like Mario. Swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go do the Mario. Take one step, and then again, let's do the Mario all together now. If you smell what the Rock is cooking, whoa!
So it's Virtue Boys putting up random animals. Our next
That's a chocobo, Bill.
Oh, well, excuse me.
And I think you should know what that is.
Should I?
Only because I want you to know what it is. You should play more RPGs. That's all I'm trying to say here.
And that ain't happening. Our next match is a 6-man tag team match. Roman Reigns and the Usos versus the Bloodline. Which we will not get to because Stag and Brink are going to talk.
Here we go. Wow, this is it. The poor headquarters. The center of wrestling in the toy room. Just think about all the greats that came through here. The Brooder, Grim Jim, Meltdown, Luchador. I miss Luchador, man.
Me too. I actually do miss Luchador.
I miss his voice.
Yeah, I miss doing that voice.
Oh, sorry. And San Sebastian, the town, and the way they appreciate LCW, it really reminds me of home, of your dad at NCW.
Getting homesick, cuz?
Is this the longest I've ever been away from home and the family? You don't miss them?
I do. Ma, Selena, Pa, especially Pa. I feel like he would know what to do right now. He'd put me in a stretch hold and make me scream.
He did. What do you mean?
Huh? Nothing.
Oh, because Brink is thinking about when if he's going to join the Elephant or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about. Okay. Yeah. See, guys, there is story in this RPG. It's not just random bullshit thrown at you sometimes. Oh, yeah, I get to be with Chacho Man again. Mm-hmm.
All right. So this match, it's reuniting the original bloodline of Roman Reigns and the Usos, and they're fighting the new bloodline of Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga Tangaloa, and Jacob Fatu. And I believe this is Roman's second match since he's come back.
I don't know. I don't watch consistently, so I'm gonna trust you on that one. What do you think about this match?
Well, all I know is this has to lead to Survivor Series and War Games.
Agreed, yes.
Like, if it does not, I will be very, very surprised. I think the Bloodline's going to win this one, actually.
I think so, too. I wrote them down because I just feel like they're rushing, because that's what Raw was focused on a lot this week,
mm-hmm.
was how can Jimmy Uso even, like, trust them? Which I agree. I was like, yeah, don't... What? Like, how is he joining up with them again after everything? Oh, God, look at this crew.
Oh, man, what a motley crew.
Oh, here we go. Who was Valet? I don't remember.
I think that was you.
Okay, That was Paul. They're moving fast. Elephant has issued a challenge for the first match between our organizations, a tag team match in Calgary. But since we only have one wrestler, they expect us to forfeit.
Whoa! You think these 30-inch rattlesnakes could just sit by, coiled up and idling dude? Valet, you could count me in as part of your organization, brother.
Yeah, together we can take on anyone.
Even Grim Jim and Brink Logan?
Ooh. Did you say Grim Jim? He is PAW's most decorated champion, man. And he's supposed to be retired. He's gonna get a massive pop when he shows back up, dude.
And I've been hearing lots of talk on podcasts about Brink Logan. He's pretty popular. Supposed to be a master technical wrestler.
A master technician on the rise and a celebrated dark villain. Quite the partnership, don't you think?
Speaking of partnerships, if we want to start this organization off with a bang, we're missing something.
Endorsements? Legal paperwork? A logo? A tax ID number? a gym? Donald Trump?
Okay, so there's a lot we're missing, but now that Ken is available again, he can take care of all of that. No, I'm referring to something else. A real spicy promo video. We can start by doing a little slam for the troops. By doing a little slam for the troops event in the Glory Fields.
I like it. Say, Valet, what's the name of our new promotion?
Oh, God, do we get to pick it?
The Figurine Wrestling Coalition. FWC, baby.
Oh, why would you have done friggin', what is it, dorm room wrestling or whatever?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Slam for the troops. I was born to be an American and whatever that song is. God. Okay, hold on.
BLJ helped get this put together.
The Logan boys, good to see you. Ready for your next assignment?
Oh God, it's both of them.
Both of them.
Oh, I gotta constantly hold my nose then. All right, get ready for. Get ready for this chat.
I need you to do something for me. Something that doesn't involve wrestling.
Mr. Font, are you okay? You sound a bit different. How the hell am I supposed to make the voice sound different?
Never better, Snag. Now listen, a shipment of backstage equipment was hit by some punks on the way to Chokeslam City. I need someone I can trust to track it down and retrieve it. I have a private investigator searching for it, but he can use some backup. He's waiting for you outside. Hang back a moment, Brink. Have you thought about what we spoke about on the phone?
I have, Mr. Font. Stag is family. We've been wrestling together since the beginning. I know he has his flaws, but his heart is always in the right place.
Oh, you know what? I just realized, son. There's an ad
what
break.
Is it, Jim?
There's an ad break coming, but I'm going to snooze it because we got scenes going on. All right.
Yeah, we do. The ads can go away like Bill Goldberg. Don't you sigh at me.
Did you read this or not? Oh, yes, you did. Okay.
Yeah, I did. Where the hell were you?
All right, calm down, you. Bill, are you there or are you just fully Brink now?
I hope you understand.
Of course I do, my boy. Don't worry. Paul can stand to have Dash Talent as its face, at least a little while.
Thank you, Mr. Font. Don't worry about Stag. I'll whip him into shape. Just like my old man.
Certainly. I just hope you don't hurt your back carrying him.
Ow.
Huh?
Good luck on your mission. Report back when you are finished.
Uh,
Did you not get the diss that happened there, Bill?
Yeah, I did.
Brink, are you sure about this? This isn't what we signed up for.
This is no different than when we threw down with Coldfront to save Dad's promotion. The way I see it, we're just serving our company.
I miss Coldfront. He was the dinosaur, right, from the beginning that was stone cold?
Yeah, he was.
All right, are you just Brink now, like, constantly?
And then I beat him in the WrestleMania.
Are you guys the Logans?
You must be the private investigator Mr. Font was talking about.
Oh yeah, that's me. You're welcome. I had some broken knees in my investigation and found the location of the shipment.
Don't you mean breakthroughs? Goddamn, son. I've heard it both ways. Now, let's go. Go with the detective to retrieve something. I didn't catch the rest of that.
Shipment, blah, 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 blah. Wow. What a seed here.
Yeah, go ahead. What's the next match? Save.
Okay, so I gotta read the results. All but one went with Roman Reigns and the Usos.
Okay, that sounds right to me. Yeah. I guess. Alright, so you're putting up the next poll. We'll explore the city while you do that. Oh, I know this guy. I heard of him. I don't know where he's from.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him, too.
And he's spoken with many wrestlers, both legendary and unknown, and I've come to interview more. I learn something new in every interview I do. Well, aren't you a freaking chipper guy? Let's get him on the show. I mean, you already didn't get the other guy. What's his name? Vinny Glamrock?
Oh, yeah. Do you mean the Nebraska Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Did everyone in the chat know that there's a Nebraska Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame? And that there's a building that's inducted into their Hall of Fame?
Yep. It's legit.
I don't know where they want me to go.
All right. So our next match is for the Women's Crown Jewel Championship, Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax.
What are your thoughts? And
there has been no build whatsoever to this. Like, none. Like, I feel like if you're supposed to build up these two big matches, you have to build them both up, not one and not do the other. I just feel like this is a waste of time. It's nothing. Plus, yeah. I kind of feel like I know who's going to win.
You know what? I'm going to vote right now so I don't forget.
Me?
And, of course, I don't see it in the thing, so let me go refresh. It's not your fault, Bill. I'm sure it's all my technical problems going on today.
All the technical problems in the world.
Wait, no, I don't see it, actually. Are you sure it's there?
Yeah, it's there.
I don't know. I think you're joshing me.
No.
Do you see it in there? Chat, do you see the poll? Choke bomb ice cream. Let's go there.
I bet their signature dish is the ice cream choke bomb. Or choke bomb ice cream.
Man, it's dark, Brink. Doesn't the visor of yours have night vision? Why would it? Alright, well, yeah, apparently it is there. They see it, so. Guess it's just me again, and all my technical problems. Let's all blame everything on my technical problems. God, Brink.
What? Why would it?
Shut it. I hear something.
A moose, a fish, and a hitman walk. Oh, God. Walk into a punk bar. Okay, then what happens, tough guy Andy?
You guys again. Do you have a monopoly on squatting in abandoned buildings or something?
Aw, you didn't let me finish my joke. Yeah, I kind of want to hear the joke, to be honest with you.
Spare us. The only thing worse than punk music is punk humor.
And CM Punk? Listen, just hand us the shipment and we'll let you get back to polishing each other's pivot joints in the dark.
Whoa!
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 Whoa! That's rough. Buzz off. We don't care who they belong to. We stole them fair and square.
Yeah, T-crutch bands and swivel joints will get a great price on the toy black market.
Swivel joints, T-crutch bands.
Boy, are you a moose or a parrot? Are you repeating me? Get them!
Oh, that reminds me. Because you said parrot.
I think I know where this is going. Yeah,
I gotta get it.
Yay!
Bill, it is the second day of Disney Junior lyrical welcomes, and unfortunately the last day, because it's only good for two. So I'm going to give you a lyrical message from Disney Junior, and you know what I'm giving you. It's Jake and the Neverland Pirates. Yo ho, let's go. Just off the shores of Neverland, a hideaway at sea. Yo-ho, yo-ho, let's go, let's go. A pirate band outwits the plans of Captain and Smee. Yo-ho, yo-ho, let's go, let's go. The merry crew of Neverland Pirates, through and through their jolly buccaneers. Join with Jake and the Neverland Pirates. Come along, we need some volunteers. There it is. If anyone else wants it, I just stole something else too. Oh.
What?
Oh, wait. Oh, ads. Oh, no. People were in ad break.
Oh, you get to sing it twice. Yeah.
Well, no. Roar's a subscriber, so Roar heard it. But Aaron missed out. That's too bad. I didn't mean for it to happen either. No. Here's what I got for you. Wait a minute. I mean, you're going to see it if my computer would go a little bit quicker here. Talk about the match while I try to do this, what I'm trying to do.
Okay. So, it's just like, you got the two women's champions, you have this match, like, there was an attempt at a cash-in, but it didn't really work, and there's, like, little to no focus whatsoever on this. No.
Yeah, I'm doing it, Bill. Here it is.
Damn it.
Alright, Bill, get that book out.
You son of a bitch.
Forgot all about it.
Okay, let me get to that email.
Although that actually technically was the wrong routine, because I don't know why I gotta look into that, because it's supposed to be Becky's voice, so you gotta do it in Becky Lynch voice.
Okay. There we go. Okay, Becky Lynch, the man. Not your average girl. I think I'm on, episode one.
Well, you already read two paragraphs, so she should be on, like, paragraph three.
Okay. My fiancé, Kelby, and I had just gathered our snacks, taking a break from our Game of Thrones marathon to watch the biggest wrestling event of the year, WrestleMania 36, a showcase of the Immortals, the Super Bowl of sports entertainment, an event so big it sells thousands upon thousands of tickets before even a single match is announced. Only this year's attendance, precisely zero. And I was wrestling on it. Again, pregnant. We had pre-taped the event 2 weeks earlier, COVID protocols calling for us to travel as little as possible, meaning we taped several shows at a time, weeks in advance. Vince McMahon, our almighty overlord and the chairman of WWE, would rather die than cancel a show. That man believes in what he does and what WWE means more than anything. At a time when people were scared and confused, or not knowing what the future held for them or their loved ones, people needed a distraction more than ever. I know I'm sounding Australian because I can't figure out my Irish at the moment. keep going.
Yeah, was that two paragraphs? I can't tell. I don't have the book.
That was three. Okay.
Oh, wow, okay. Lucky you.
Yay.
All right, here we go. Go ahead, you're the streaker.
Oi! Oh, I read that.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Don't you whatever me. I'll whatever you.
Oh, well, we were never Rad Cod before, right?
No, we never were.
Oh my god, his stats are shit. Look at him. He's got 225 health, whereas Logan and the Logans both have 3,000 and 2,100.
Well, we could do it without Rad.
Well, I just gotta hope he doesn't get hit. Alright, so Gaia, why don't you put up the next match?
Alright, well, our next match happens to be our final match.
Really? Oh wait, then hold off on that one. I didn't realize that.
Well, we have
plenty more show, right?
Huh?
What time is it?
It is 7:57.
Oh my god, we still have like 50 minutes left. So yeah, hold off on that one.
Okay, well why don't we get into the big wrestling news of the day? Because we have two.
Yeah, let's talk about wrestling outside of Crown Jewel wrestling stuff. This show was not paced well at all today.
So, WWE announced today that they are launching an indie wrestling development program. I have the press release. WWE today announced the launch of a first-of-its-kind developmental program designed to provide up-and-coming independent wrestlers a pathway to a potential career in WWE. The program will be called WWEID, short for WWE Independent Development. WWEID is the latest in our efforts to identify and support the journey of up-and-coming wrestlers, in turn raising the profile of and strengthening the independent wrestling ecosystem, said Chief Content Officer Paul Triple H Levesque. Following the 2021 launch of WWE's NIL program, WWEID has been constructed to support independent wrestling prospects and wrestling schools with world-class training, development, and mentorship. Under the program, WWE will provide prominent independent wrestling schools with the WWEID official designation, with the goal of providing new trainees and existing talent at these select institutions with enhanced developmental opportunities. Booker T's reality. There we go. Okay.
Oh, God. Again. But at least it came right back again.
All right. So let me start with the paragraph I was at. Under the program, WWE will provide prominent independent wrestling schools with the WWEID official designation, with the goal of providing new trainees and existing talent at these select institutions with enhanced developmental opportunities. Booker T's Reality of Wrestling, Cody Rhodes' Nightmare Factory, Seth Rollins' Black and Brave Academy, Elite Pro Wrestling Training Center, and Knox K Pro Academy are the first WWEID independent wrestling schools to earn the official designation. Additionally, WWEID will identify top independent wrestling prospects with an official WWEID prospect designation and support their developmental journey by providing financial opportunity and assisting with training, mentorship, and development, including access to world-class facilities, best-in-class ring training, athletic trainers, and more. WWEID will give fans the opportunity to follow the paths of these standout prospects on the independent wrestling scene through curated behind-the-scenes content, as well as highlights and matches showcased across WWE's social platforms.
Come on, boys. This is the best part. And once again, everyone, sorry. I at this rate, I'm going to just power through unless for some reason it goes out for more than, say, 5 minutes, and then I'll restart. So if you can, just please recheck back. Again, I don't understand how this happens because as Roar was there, and I think Aaron might have been there for a bit as well, I did an 8-hour stream on Saturday, Bill.
Oh my god.
And I've not had one problem in that stream for the most part.
Insane. Insane.
Okay. Alright, here we go. Fight your way to the ship.
Alright, so we're Brink again.
We're Brink again. Oh yeah, I didn't realize that. Why is the ice cream dripping like that?
Hmm.
Where are we going?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, thank you, chat, for being very understanding. Save.
Yep.
All right. Okay, so what do you think about the story? I don't think it's good.
See, here's the thing. I want to give this a shot. Like, there could be something good out of this, but as I've read somebody say in a post, like, there are already promoters on the indie scene that are kind of scared about this, like the same way they did when they had NXT UK however many years ago that was. Like, they took away all the best talent and stuff. But somebody made a good point, and I thought about it as soon as I read it. I was like,
by the way, Bill, real quick, sorry. I need to give a poll update, so just continue to talk. I'll be back in like 2 minutes.
Okay. So yeah, it was like this reminded the person of the old territory system, which is like, huh? Okay, I never really thought about it like that. So I'm not really sure. Like, I'm kind of iffy right now. Although, I did find that Gabe Sapolsky's going to be running this. He'll be overseeing the ID program. So, it's like, it could work if done the right way. We'll just have to wait and see how it goes. Is the best way I can say that. And as we're looking at the river of chocolate, would anybody ever want to swim in a river of chocolate? I'm kind of curious. If you're in the chat, would you swim in a river of chocolate? Or maybe even an ocean of chocolate? Or a sea of chocolate?
Come with me. There you see the sea of chocolate. Blah, 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 blah.
Virtue Bro Wood. Okay. Sounds like a bad time. He's a weird little mouse. Okay, so while Jim's away, I'll plug this again. Earlier, I am one follower away from double digits. If I get to 10 followers, that means I will do a live Paw Patrol stream in December on Twitch. So if you have not joined me, if you have not followed me, it is BoBull4. That is BoBull, and then the number 4. That's all you have to do. Just follow me, BoBull4. We're one away, and not only are you going to make Jim happy, you're going to make my nephews happy because they want this to happen as much as anybody. So, that is again, BoBull4. BoBull, and then the number 4. And yeah, it'd be an early Christmas present for my nephews, because I haven't played that game for them in a few years. So yeah, well,
right, I'm back.
There we go. So Jim, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Would you swim in a sea of chocolate?
I don't know. That's probably not. Also, two things. Number one, let me address something for you. This looks like a dungeon and a puzzle, so I need you to pull up that walkthrough for when I get stuck eventually.
Right.
Secondly, I can't believe I'm saying this because I didn't think it would be this close, but we're at a tie with the RPG tournament. So really, every vote does count because it is currently tied with about a little less than an hour left to go.
Very interesting. And I already placed my bomb. So I can't be the tiebreaker.
You can't be the tiebreaker.
Although, would you want me to be in this situation? Probably not.
Probably not, yeah. Well, I just gotta hope that... I'll give another update in... let's see, it's 8:07 now. 8:30, and then... That won't be the closing, but we'll still have like 15 minutes left in the show. Mm-hmm. Why is Rad Cod still... Anyway, okay. So, what were you talking about? I heard Christmas.
No, I was just giving another friendly reminder that you could follow me, and we're one follower away from an early Christmas gift for my nephews if they become followers on my Twitch that I would do the Paw Patrol video game.
Do you even know the next time you're streaming?
It's gonna be in a few weeks. I have to iron out the date. It's going to be before Thanksgiving. I know.
Well, that really narrows it down, though.
We've got like 3 or 4 Fridays before then, so I'm going to talk with them, because they have the next 3 days off.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Parent-teacher conferences Wednesday, Thursday, and then teacher development on Friday.
Well, welcome back, Virtue. As I mentioned to everyone, it is currently tied... Persona 3 Reload versus Persona 3 Reload versus Morbid Lords of Ire, so every vote counts. Well, I mean, it's not over yet, though, so there's still time. There's about... So if you didn't put your vote in yet, I suggest doing it. Especially since you're the one that picked one of them to enter in this thing.
Uh-oh.
What's the other, story you want to bring up?
Okay, so the other one, and this was confirmed by Mike Johnson, PW Insider today, so I want to give Mike Johnson credit. It is due. Vince McMahon is working on setting up a post WWE company. Multiple sources with knowledge of the situation have confirmed McMahon has been in the process of setting up what has been described as a new entertainment hub company that would financially back, develop, and produce film and television productions. The belief among those we've spoken with is that there are no plans for this company to launch anything similar to WWE, and they would instead focus on fiction and non-fiction projects. One of the names that I've seen that is going to be working with this is Brad Bloom, who was the former chief operating officer.
Oh, of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. I'll wait until I see it, to be honest with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's what he's always... If it is true, that is always what he wanted, to not... Like, he tried so hard for so long to go outside of WWE because of... I don't know, because he wanted, like, you know... We write movies, pal, or whatever he says.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the wrestling business.
What do you think? What do you think of this story?
This doesn't surprise me. I mean, we had WWE films for how many years? And it never really succeeded anything, so... I hate to say this, but I guess it's Vince being Vince.
Yeah, like I said, we're gonna have to see. Hey, what about, is there anything going on with our next AEW event? Because that's the next time we'll be on here for WrestleQuest.
Yeah, actually, let me get the card. I think they started this week to announce the card, or start working on the card. Okay. So we've got...
Oh, wait,
two...
no, wait, do we have news here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, do you have 10?
Yeah, let me check. Make it official. Yeah. Yep. Merry Christmas, everyone. We're doing Paw Patrol in December.
Ho, ho, ho.
And I will figure out that date real soon as well.
Oh, that's a different date than what you would be doing in November.
Right.
Oh, see, I thought that it was... I don't know what I was thinking. Never mind.
No, I said if we got to 10 by the next time I did my live stream, then I would do Paw Patrol in December. So.
Gotcha. Because November's a different thing. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, because I'm still on Shredder's... We're still on Shredder's Revenge. So.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm due to give a shout-out, too. So let me do that, too.
Yeah, why don't you do that as you say?
We'll give... Oh, thank you. Yes, let me... I'm going to try this. There might be a bit of an echo because I've realized when Bill is on or anyone's on, for some reason, sometimes the audio is echoed. But we're going to try to give the shout to Virtue Bro. I'm going to try to lower the... I wonder if I mute my end, if it sounds any better. We'll try that and see if that works. So let's give that shout out. Boom. Check him out, Virtue Bro. I go into his chat a bunch of times.
But hopefully a fun stream because I'll be pretty loopy.
Oh my gosh, Miura's $50. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you so much, Miura. Oh my god, that's a... Wow, you didn't have to do that. That's so amazing. It's going to such an incredible cause. Wow. That is very generous of you, Bjorn. Oh my gosh.
Alright, so I want to ask the chat, did that audio come through? If it didn't, I'll give Virtue another shout, but I know it's going to come out double, but I want to try that. So did you hear the audio in that? Let me know. Bill, you... It doesn't matter for you. I need to hear the chat if they heard it or not.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Bill. You don't matter, Bill.
Okay, Bill.
I'm so good at making people feel bad about me.
I definitely have no problem giving virtual. It came out double. See, okay, so even when I did that, it came out double. I don't get it. I gotta work on that. We tried doing stream together a few weeks ago. That didn't work out. I just don't get what I'm supposed to do with that. But whatever. Okay. But yeah, no. Follow Virtue. What are you playing, Virtue, at this point? What you're on... I mean, I know you do Toontown Online on Sundays. What else are you playing? If he's still there. I don't know if he's still there. And I think I'm stuck because I don't know where they want me to go.
Try that one.
Yeah, but that'll just bring me up.
Hmm. Well, let me go back to the video.
Wow.
Yep. Thank you, Roar. Thank you.
Go to the video, because I thought maybe I have to click on this ice cream cone to make it move, but it doesn't seem like that's the case.
So. Let's see.
I have a bad feeling I'm going to pass this guy again, but I'm going to wait until I hear what you have to say. Because I value what you have to say.
Thank you.
While you do that, I don't know why. I'm going to check the poll again.
All right. I mean, the next vote could be the winning vote. Thank you. video is not doing. Okay.
No, we're still at 50-50. What'd you find out? Anything?
And okay.
Then we'll talk about, after we figure this out, we'll talk about the last match.
So, you gotta get back on the platform, that first one.
Okay.
On the far left. So, get off, then get back on. Oh, wait a minute. I bet you gotta beat the other guy first.
Alright, here we go. Yeah, because I'm going to probably have to hit something over here, right?
No. But you do have to beat this guy.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Alright.
Alright, so while you're doing that... So Full Gear right now has two matches on the main card and a pre-show match. So for the main card, it's Jay White and Adam Page. And the other match, and I actually like where they're going with this, is MJF versus Adam Cole or Roderick Strong. The reason for that is MJF basically laid out a challenge to both Strong and Page, or Cole. The first person to win three matches in a row between them will face MJF at Full Gear.
Okay.
Which I actually
decent, yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea. It's not bad. So, and then the pre-show match, which is really a lot of not really gonna care, is Big Boom AJ with Big Justice versus QT Marshall.
Okay, I don't even know who the guy that's not QT Marshall is.
Okay, so apparently he and his nephew do YouTube videos where they go to like Costco and they try different stuff.
Is it like Ryan's World?
I guess. But it's an uncle and nephew?
Oh. Oh, that could be you and your nephew. Nephews.
Oh, yeah, oh my lord. Between the four of them and us, I think we'd be banned from every store.
Wow.
Oh, God. Yeah, I've never watched any of their videos, but I have. But they were on like a pre-show. Not the last one, but I think the one before that.
Were they? Oh.
I think. Don't hold me to it.
Alright, so you want to start? Let's put up this last match here?
Yep, let's put up the main event.
What are you humming about?
The Super Mario theme. From earlier.
Didn't sound like that to me. No, you're just randomly humming. I did figure you were thrilled because you're gonna play Paw Patrol in December.
Alright, so our final match is for the Crown Jewel Championship. Cody Rhodes versus Gunther. They've only met twice and it's been at the Royal Rumble. So this is like their first one-on-one match. And just on that alone, I'm looking forward to it. But it's also whoever wins this match is the Crown Jewel champion for like that year, this year, however you want to call it.
Oh, so it changes?
I think so, yeah. I think that's how this is gonna work.
Oh,
So,
I mean, who do you think? Who do you have for this one?
I think it has to be Gunther.
All right, I beat the guy, Bill.
All right, so get on the platform.
Wow, look, it goes breaking back down again.
Should have taken you to the left. Hmm. Or to the right, I mean. All right, go back up.
Well, now that I beat him, let me search around, because maybe there's something over here. Like this. No? Okay.
No.
The ice cream
cone? I mean, he... actually, okay, try to, like, leave... Okay, so leave that area.
I'm saving just in case.
Yeah, save just in case. All right, and then go back in.
Yep.
And then, yeah, get back on.
Look, it's still going down, Bill. How about that?
What the?
All right, I'll look around here while you.
Yeah, let me watch this video again.
Hitting the ice cream. Unless, can I move it? No. I thought maybe while I was on it, I can move it. Maybe there's some kind of switch that I missed. Let me look.
Yeah, maybe there's something I missed in that video. It's very possible.
Well, clearly there was.
You know what?
Oh, I don't think I was over there on the left. How do you have a bar and, like, no one's here? Unless, what's down here? No, that's just going outside. And now the guy's probably back because I went outside, so he'll respawn.
Sure.
Yep, just like I thought, he's back. Which means there's gotta be something down there.
Try, okay, when you go back up.
Yeah.
Try that ice cream.
I did. It's not, I mean, I'll try it again.
Yeah, like to its right. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, I'm hitting every button right now.
Oops. Okay, and then. Go back on.
Oh. What? Oh, wait. Is it... I have a theory. Let me try this. So I go this way. Then watch. Yep. Then I go... It go... The way that you go on it is the way that it goes. I don't know if you know what I'm saying with that, but...
Yeah, no, I got what you mean.
Alright, so let me go back this way then.
Okay, so then if you wait for this guy to walk. Okay, now go up. Aha!
Right, okay, and then I want to go right from here.
Yeah. There we go.
And then down. I gotta get to the right somehow. Ah, here we go.
Yeah.
This way and then go this way. And then I'll just go up from here. Now fight this guy, but okay, I'm fully charged here. Alright, so give me your thoughts on the match. You haven't done that. Oh, well, yes, you did. You told about Cody.
Yeah, I think Gunther's gonna win.
I think he's gonna win too. I think Gunther's gonna win, or Gunther. I don't even know how you say his name anymore.
Well, our chat thinks the same way. Gunther will win.
Gunther for the win. So I gotta check something on my end here.
Oh no, I did the wrong thing. There we go. Let's get me back on.
What'd you do?
I hit the back arrow, but I'm back. So I didn't really do too much bad. If you all understood that, very good.
All right, let's. All right, so we have. Oh, I said I'd check the poll. After this match, I'll check the poll. Now right. I guess we can just bullshit for the next 15 minutes, unless you have other news you want to bring up in the wrestling world.
Let me just double check, make sure.
Nothing late breaking.
Right. Yeah, I guess that was it. Those were like the two big stories, so yeah, we can bullshit around for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Like I said, I poorly timed this show because I was so thrown off with all the technical issues earlier.
Well, you know, we've got two more shows to go, so we can work on that.
Well, I don't think I can, because that's an internet issue. I can't call the internet people and say, make my internet work better.
You can do this. Hey, internet, work better. Now.
We'll yell at it, yeah. That's very true.
Yell at it like a dog.
Oh, you know what I want to ask you about?
Okay.
Bound for Glory.
Yes.
Did you care?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither. I forgot all about it until I read, like, oh, it happened.
Like, I think the thing that kind of surprised me was that Joe Hendry didn't win the TNA title.
Mm.
I thought for sure he was. Did you... maybe you didn't. Did you read who cost him the title?
Yeah. Why? Why is he... Yeah, did you read the story that concerned him, apparently, that he got, For those that don't know, I'm talking about a wrestler called JBL. He got stem cell replacement or something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
And now, like, he might be able to wrestle again. And I was like, oh, great. Another wrestler who's a shit person getting good karma. Wonderful.
Great. That's what our money for stem cell research is leading us to. Great.
What's that? You kind of sound like Yogi Bear.
Boo-boo. Did you hear about the stem cell research? It started a picnic basket.
It's actually not a bad, Yogi Bear.
Gee, Yogi. I don't know if Tim liked that. I have caused Jim to go quiet.
I have no idea what to say about that. Anyone in the chat, do you want Bill to try any other voices? Let's do that. Let's go that route with this.
I'm afraid.
I'm really surprised you don't have anything else that like is going on.
Well, okay. Did you hear about you mentioned TNA? One of the wrestlers had like a really bad neck injury at the TV taping the next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chris Bay, and they've got a GoFundMe going on right now, and as of this recording, they are close to raising $6,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Well, he was having a tag match, and during the match, I don't know if it's like he took a bad bump or landed wrong, but he didn't break his neck. Thankful, from what I've heard, he did not break his neck. It's just a neck injury, but
yeah.
Still, you know, that sucks.
Yeah. All right, tell people what your thoughts were on WrestleQuest here of the progress we've made. And I'm gonna check the poll real quick.
Okay. It's kind of lackluster, I guess would be the right word today. I thought there'd be a little bit more, and I was kind of surprised with how short we were with Muchacho Man, this was basically Brink and Stag all the time, basically. I'm kind of hoping for more in the next adventure with all of you wonderful people. So, yeah, we'll have to see what we get next time around. Look at that ice cream dripping on the floor. Yum, yum.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
All right, update on the poll. So Persona 3 Reload has taken the lead. So if nothing changes in the next 10 minutes, that's going to be the winner. Now I'm thinking about it, I never really took into account what would happen if there is a tie. I know what I want to do next time, but if it happens this time, there's a little bit of a problem because I don't have the thing set up that I'm thinking about for if it happened this time.
Right.
Also, I think I might need you to read for a certain book again.
Damn it!
Let me see if I can get this set up here. Of course, like, because my computer's so damn slow. But this time I won't have you do it in her voice. I'll do it regular. Because I want to see if my other redeem is working. Like, because I thought... Let's see, 200? Yeah. I don't even know if it went through. I don't think it did. All right, let me try it again.
Yeah, try again.
X out of this one. But I really have things at a screeching halt here. Pill, yeah, can really. You just, like, talk about something? Jeez, like, you're always so talkative now. I actually need you to do something. You're like, I don't know. What are you doing, guys?
I'm trying to keep it. So, favorite Halloween candy, real quick.
There you go.
What are your go-to candies for Halloween? Could be when you were a kid, when you know, right now, anything. Uh-oh. Roar's about to redeem something.
Okay, well, I just redeemed your book, then, I think.
Okay. Candy corn. I like candy corn. Candy corn, Snickers, and anything sour. Okay. All right. Why don't I read the next two paragraphs?
Wait, hold on. The alert didn't pop up. Why did the alert not pop up?
I saw it on... It's on in the chat.
Oh, that's weird. You're right. It is on the chat, but... Alright, I gotta fix that. Okay. Because what should be playing for one of those is Becky Lynch in a very weird voice saying, "Maybe I should have a shot at the tag team titles." Or something like that. She says it really weird. It's really funny. I don't know why it's not working, though. But okay. Go ahead. You always have to do regular, not Becky.
Right, regular. Okay. Vince, the almost mythical billionaire, could be a terrifying figure. He was never one to shy away from controversy or tough decisions. He even remains one of the few people to take on the United States government and win. WWE was his baby. But how the hell was he going to feel about my baby? As I chomped down on my cheese puffs, I watched my opponent, Shayna Baszler, throw my expecting ass around like I was a kite on a windy day. I had recommended that she take the title from me at WrestleMania, not because I was with child, but because I had been a babyface champion for so long and could feel the audience beginning to turn on me. I had gone from underdog to top dog, and such a situation can't overstay its welcome. Plus, we needed to make more female contenders, and what better way to do that than having them win the title on the grandest stage of them all? Everyone wins, except me, whose request was denied. I wanted to lose, but I would actually win. So it was a loss. Sigh. Wrestling is confusing.
Make sure you put your bookmark. So next time, you know, you got lucky, Bill, because last time we were on, those redeems weren't even on because I forgot all about it. Because once we do this, like, why do I need that redeem even existing for any other stream that I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. Roar wants a lyrical message, and since we are doing Disney Jr., I have to pick something from Disney Jr. that I remember. Okay, fine. I gotta be honest with you, I actually don't remember a lot of the Disney Jr. song, but let's see. Here we go, we got this one. Alright, Roar, here you go. From the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Oh, wait, no, I don't know that part, though. Wait, oh, hold on. No, I don't... God, I don't remember any of Minnie Mouse's... Minnie's Boutique.
Me either.
Or Blue Ribbon Bunny. Or the Lion Guard. This is a tough one.
Sheriff I go... Cali.
I don't remember the Cali song. Do you remember?
Oh, no. Did you have you done Sophia the First?
Yeah, I think so.
Gag. I wanted to hear how you were a girl growing up in it.
I mean, we could do it again. It's not a big deal. All right, since Bill wants that, and
yeah, well, girl, just do it all right. All right. Became a princess.
All right, fine. We're gonna do that one because Bill wants it and Roar wants one, so that kind of works. Let me find Sophia the First again. And then we'll check the poll, and that should be the end of the stream, or at least the poll, and then we'll say our goodbyes. Jake. I think I'm actually missing a song here. It's not Sophia, but I'm saying I think I'm missing the actual Mickey Mouse Clubhouse theme.
Right. I'm trying to remember, did Handy Manny ever have lyrics to its theme song?
Handy, I don't think Handy Manny was even on this album.
Oh.
Oh, wait, you know what? Maybe, here, I found Sophia. And you know what? I don't think I did Sophia, because I don't have any cross-outs, so this works. Alright, let's see. Where's her Mean Verse? I don't know what Mean World's all about. Okay, let's see. This song is actually really short, now that I'm thinking about looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I might do the whole song, just for the fun. All right, here we go. I was a girl in the village doing all right. Then I became a princess overnight. Now I gotta figure out how to do it right. So much to learn and see. Up in the castle with my new family. In a school that's just for royalty. A whole enchanted world is waiting for me. I'm so excited to be Sophia the First. I'm finding out what being royal's all about. Sophia the First, making my way. It's an adventure every day. Sophia, it's gonna be my time. Sophia, I'm to show them all that I'm Sophia the First. And then the little crown comes on her head.
That's a tiara. Thank you very much.
That was that concludes Disney Junior, the Disney Junior messages. So what that means is November 1st, we go Christmas because it's November 1st.
All right.
Lyrical messages are going to go Christmas for November and December, and but now that's what I call podcasting 41. There's no. Anything that's done on Now 41, because it's going to be a subscriber-only event, any follows, any lyrical messages, any redeems will be enacted later that night when I do the video game stream, which I think is going to be Zenless Zone Zero. I'll be honest with you. I'm really leaning towards that because I want to try to pull for Burnus. And I'd be surprised if I changed my mind on that one. I think it's going to be Zenless Zone Zero on Friday night. After now, that's why I call Podcasting 41. It's going to be like a half hour break between me and Bill's now 41 recording and then me coming on by myself. Let me check the poll one last time. Let's see if we are officially having Persona 3 move on.
I haven't watched any Disney Junior since like Bluey, and I know Bluey is still on, but is there anything else good on Disney Junior? I mean, my nephews are getting old, so I don't know. They grew up with Jake and the Neverland Pirates and Sophia the First, Sheriff Cali, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, of course, because, you know, Mickey Mouse.
I want you all!
I remember they did the reboot of Muppet Babies, and it was okay. Like, I wasn't overly excited about it like I was with the original, which is still a classic. God, I wish they'd just find a way to put that back up.
Alright, I'm back. So it's official. Persona 3 Reload moves on to the second round. So that means that Persona 3 Reload, I want to see who they would be facing the winner of. Real quick, let's see. So Persona 3 Reload will fight the winner of Tales of Arise versus Visions of Mana. But that's not happening for a while. The next match is going to be Baldur's Gate 3 versus Hyper Light Drifter. Alright, let me save. Actually, we're gonna look and just see if there's one thing over here, and then we'll go if there isn't.
Alright, you do that.
Alright, so look, it's more of battle, so we're just gonna end it here. We'll pick this up next time for full gear. Let's see, what else do I want to do here? I don't know if there's anyone. I mean, we might just end because with all my technical problems that I'm going through today, who knows if a raid would even work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're just gonna end here. All right, everyone, thank you for tuning in. Bill, do you have any last minute thoughts on the show and any goodbyes for everyone?
Just have a safe, happy Halloween, everybody.
Yep, I agree. Have a safe Halloween, and we will see you in November. Because, like I said, now that's what I call Podcasting 41 is on Friday at 6:45. That'll probably run about an hour 15-ish. You know, probably not much more than an hour and a half. And then I'm going to sign off and come back like a half hour later with probably Zenless Zone Zero. I'll be honest. Probably Zenless Zone Zero. And it's Baldur's Gate versus Hyper Light Drifter. I unfortunately don't have that song ready to go, so we just got to wait and see what that song is. All right, everyone, have a great night. Bye.